time now for your comments. A single word has created a kerfuffle among Morning Edition listeners, and that word, of course, is kerfuffle. Nancy Solomon used it in a story last Friday. Diana Schatz of Denver says, "It stopped me in my tracks." And Elaine Semenik of West Bloomfield, Michigan writes, "I would like to know this word. It sounds Yiddish." NPR's reference librarian, Key Molesky, says NPR reporters occasionally use the words kerfuffle, argy-bargy, and foofarog. All mean roughly the same thing, and they're all difficult to find in standard dictionaries, but the new Oxford American Dictionary has a definition. Kerfuffle, a commotion or fuss, especially one caused by conflicting views. And the origin is not Yiddish, it's Scottish. Dennis Keister of Lawrence, Kansas, wrote about Larry Abramson's story on surveillance cameras watching the weekend's peace protests. He says, "I thought that the purpose of a protest march was to be seen, to stand up and be counted, to show numbers of actual people with a common cause. If this were indeed the purpose, wouldn't the cameras be welcome?" Bob Hill of Marietta, Georgia, points out that North Korea's threat to bring a sea of fire against the United States is not original. He says it's a direct quote from Godzilla, King of All Monsters. And he writes, "Somebody please tell me that we're not actually being threatened by Kim Jong-il's mouthing lines from a 1954 monster movie." In fact, the phrase was not created by the screenwriter of Godzilla, King of All Monsters. It also was used by Tennyson, Shelley, Blake, Euripides, and even Judy Garland in a 1939 poem she wrote called "Deny Me Not." Send your comments to morning@npr.org. And please say where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.